This thing you've pulled off, it's amazing. A big and tasty for just a dollar? How do you do it? What's your secret?
On July 13th, 2024, you will be in Butler, Pennsylvania. A Discord mod will try to assassinate you. Turn your head to the right at exactly 3:22. Grimace can't say much more, but the world depends on it.
Ba-da-bum-bing-bam! I'm loving how salty the left-hand side has been over Donald Trump's spectacular political stunt. Flipping hamburgers and dropping fries in oil, boys, because this dude spent 15 minutes at a McDonald's and has obliterated the news cycle for 72 plus hours. The left-hand side panicking that Donald Trump has broadened his appeal, has humanized himself. There are hundreds of millions of views of different Donald Trump at McDonald's things that are positive for him across all of the media spectrum right now. The left is panicking. The lefties, the talking head dipshits with mutilated genitals on CNN, they are panicking that this stunt might have won Donald Trump the election. And now, probably in an attempt to shut all of this down, surprise to nobody's surprise, corporate espionage. McDonald's finds themselves with a CDC report of E. coli breakout, shuttering 10% off their market value today. Yeah, no, I'm not buying any of this. I'm not buying any of this at face value. I'm not saying that. Listen, McDonald's will probably poison you. Who knows, boys? But this just sounds hyper convenient. And if you don't think at this level that people won't play this type of dirty game, you don't understand what planet you're on. Donald Trump and McDonald's have caused the lefties over here a significant amount of damage. Just an absolute significant amount of damage at a very crucial time. People are pissed. There are people who've got billions of dollars riding on this. You think that they won't poison a few people? You think that they won't poison a few of... They just poisoned a shit ton of us. Look at you, Fauci. You think they won't poison some people at some McDonald's? Of course they will. Of course they will. And now, gateway pundit over here. Interesting timing. CDC reports E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Shares fall as a result. And so you got 49 cases right now across 10 states, majority being in Colorado and Nebraska. According to the CDC, most people were sick from the contamination reported eating a McDonald's quarter pounder. So the timing on this seems very interesting because McDonald's, by the way, was taking some heat. Let's go over here to Rick Taylor. And he's got a rainbow dildo up his butthole, allegedly, as he's typing this. I know it was a franchisee who pulled this stunt. But why didn't corporate McDonald's step in and pull the plug for him? I want to speak to the manager of McDonald's corporate. Now thrust them into the political arena globally. They're fine with every... Every other Fortune 500 company, every other Hollywood kid diddler, every sports ball player, they are all going out there and they're throwing themselves into the political arena globally. Every brand, right? McDonald's says, and you know, we're not going to stop this franchisee from letting Donald Trump do this. And they go, oh my God, sis, I can't believe you're going to allow this. Stupid idiot. They've now alienated half of the U.S., the majority of the rest of the world. No, they haven't. First of all, we're winning, idiot. So the majority of the U.S. right now is fine with us. I don't even like McDonald's. I think McDonald's is poison. But even this got me wanting a Big Mac, boys. And a quarter pounder. Fuck it. E. coli ain't got anything on me. So here's this whiny bitch. 2.7 million people saw this whiny bitch cry like a bitch over Donald Trump flipping hamburgers. Ray! And corporate responded, by the way. Corporate said, yeah, we don't give a fuck. Yeah, we don't care. Yeah. Yeah, we're not in... The corporate McDonald's says, we're not endorsing anybody. Nothing's stopping Kamala Harris from doing that. Kamala Harris, this is all based off of Kamala Harris lying about working at McDonald's. These guys ain't mad at that. Donald Trump said, that dumb bitch lied about working at McDonald's. I'm going to go work that fryer for 15 minutes so I can say I worked 15 minutes longer than this dumb bitch who lied about this. So, yeah, it was state. Yeah, it was. You were never sold anything different than that. And McDonald's is like, there's nothing stopping her and her team from doing the same thing. You go do it. Who cares? We're making hamburgers. We're making shitty hamburgers over here that are hell of a... If you're going to be mad at one thing in this entire thing, it should be, well, you could be mad at her lying about her work history, trying to appeal to us normals, but you should be way more upset that a Big Mac meal costs $20 because of this evil bitch. That's what everybody should be upset about. But no, they're upset that Donald Trump is flipping fries. So McDonald's said, go get fucked. We don't care. We don't care. We're McDonald's. We're not red. We're not blue. We're golden arches over here. Right? Nothing stopping her from flipping fries. Yeah, she should go find a franchise. She could do the same thing. No, nobody cares. We're not getting engaged in this. We don't care. We're not interested. The complete opposite of what these fucking crybabies over here, these fucking Nazis, saying, oh, you better be on our side or you're against us. Right? No, Rick. We're fine. We're fine. And now, of course, McDonald's has been hit with an E. coli outbreak. Miraculously. At a time that's most convenient to these globalist pig fuckers. That's weird how that works. That's not weird at all. That seems like, oh my God, how dare you not shut this down? How dare you let Donald Trump at one of your franchises? We'll hurt you. And now you've got, their stocks were down 10%. I mean, that's like $250 billion. That is incredibly. Yeah, McDonald's shares dropped about 9% in after hours trading. So, I would not be shocked. I have no idea what happened here. It could just be E. coli. It's fast food. Who knows? But I also wouldn't be shocked if somebody paid somebody to poop and not wash their hands. I wouldn't be shocked. Would you? Look at we blowing up underground Baltic natural gas lines and saying, oh, we didn't do that. I mean... Yeah, we just bombed Yemen again yesterday. Yeah, no, them poisoning some people with McDonald's to hurt McDonald's after McDonald's hurt them. Come on, this seems rudimentary. But there you have it, boys. Thank you so much for watching the video. Support the channel and keep up to date on McDonald's conspiracy theories. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.